It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A great deal of emphasis is being given to young children being ready to learn once they begin attending elementary school. So what happens when those children grow up and are ready to attend college? Well, a study by the U.S. Department of Education finds one in four freshmen lack reading and math skills for entry-level college work. This results in students needing to take at least one non-credit remedial class. But do those classes work? Research shows many college students who take developmental education classes, as they're called, fail to graduate. But now, California University of Pennsylvania is working to reduce the amount of remedial help needed by students. Here to talk about it with us is Daniel Engstrom, Associate Provost in the Office of Academic Success at California University of Pennsylvania. Daniel Engstrom, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
First of all, why are so many freshmen lacking the reading and math skills, the basic skills needed for college work? Who is responsible?
I think there's a lot of different reasons why students aren't prepared and ready for college. So one of the things that I find is that some of the skills that we're testing students on are skills that they've learned in 8th, 9th, and 10th grade. So what we try to do is we try to help them academically to say, you know what, you may not be ready for this, but let's go back and let's have you come into the math lab in our Office of Academic Success, and let's get you some of the tutoring, some of the remedial work, some of the basic skills that you need to prepare you to so you can take the placement test and be successful at that so you can go right into the math class that you need. We've also found that, you know, not all school districts are created equal. And what some students take in one school district may not be equal to what they take in another school district. So we try to come in and level the playing field and make sure they have the skills that they need so that they can take the test and be successful at it. We've also found that we don't immediately place students into an remedial math or remedial writing course their first semester. We give them an opportunity to hone up on some of those skills so that they can take that their second semester and go right into the college-level math class.
So that they're not being tested right off the bat and then put into a remedial class on top of everything else they have to do.
Right.
So what needs to be done to better prepare these students before they get to college? What needs to be done at the high school level?
High school teachers are under a lot of pressure. I taught junior high for 7 years, and I know the high stakes testing that teachers are under is a lot of pressure. And I know one of the things with math especially is math is a very logical, sequential content knowledge. So that if teachers have to get through a set of content by a certain date, there's not a lot of time to go back and make sure students have the prerequisite skills that they need. They have to continue to push on. So I think some additional time at the high school level would be a benefit. I think also when students come to college, they need to understand exactly what math content they need. So we have a lot of students that will say that they took calculus in high school, but they didn't test into a calculus at the university. Well, calculus at a high school and calculus at a university are not necessarily the same type of courses. So again, maybe not all calculus is created equal also.
While we understand the need for remedial courses in reading, writing, and math, can't they be both a help and a hindrance to the college and the student?
They can. And we're not saying that there are no students who need remedial help. There are some. Matter of fact, I was one when I was in college. When I went to college, I took a remedial writing course. It was the best thing that I ever did because our professor really helped us write and write and write. So we're not saying that no students need that. We're saying that we're not sure that if they need it initially their very first semester, perhaps there's some things that we can help them do to prepare for that writing or that reading. Matter of fact, in our building in Knox Hall at California University, right across the hall from the math lab, we have a writing center. So students can stop in any day from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock and say, can somebody help me with some of my writing skills? And they'll do an assessment on them. They'll help find out what do they need maybe in sentence structure or in grammar to help prepare them so that they can retake the placement test and then go right into a basic composition course.
It's interesting because college level, for a lot of entry level students, freshmen and so forth, they will say that they hate writing. And because a lot of students these days struggle with it. But once they do it, they and really understand what it is and what it involves, a lot of them tend to like it. It's just a matter of being exposed more to it. How hard does having to take remedial classes make it for students? How hard does it make it for them to graduate? You know, if they're spending time having to go back and relearn something that they weren't taught properly or that they just weren't able to grasp themselves in high school, you know, we hear that the students that have to take those classes oftentimes don't graduate because of that. What about that?
What we found is we have two remedial courses, one in math and one in writing. And we know, though, that if students have to take one or two of those and they don't count toward graduation, we try to make that up in another semester. So if they only take 15 credits, they could take 18 in a following semester and try to catch up. So the unfortunate thing is if they don't get those courses early, they are not prepared to do the writing that they need in some of the upper-level courses. And that's probably going to be more characteristic of what holds them back. So we try to develop those skills early in their second semester, freshman, first semester, sophomore, so that as they progress, they are ready to write, they are ready to do math, and they are ready to be successful in their classes.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Daniel Engstrom, Associate Provost in the Office of Academic Success at California University of Pennsylvania. You can join the conversation at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is essPGH@wesa.fm. On Twitter at essPGH, hashtag EPLive. Are you someone who needed to take remedial courses when you were in college? How did they work out for you? Share your story with us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Some feel that it's best for students to eliminate or to have remedial courses eliminated while still providing support. Is it possible to take all those courses away, as some states have done or as some states are looking at, and provide some sort of tutoring or academic support services that would allow the student to sidestep the time and effort it takes to take those classes?
My guess is no. Matter of fact, if they would have done that when I was in college, I probably would not be sitting here now. So I know that there are some students who have to have some additional really focused math. They need that time with a professor who can really focus on developing those skills. They need those courses where they can write a lot more and prepare for the entry-level college writing course. So taking them away doesn't fix the problem. I think all it does is mask it for a time until maybe they're a sophomore or junior and they needed those prerequisite skills. We've also found that some students need those skills in order to be successful in other courses rather than just in math. So while they may take a remedial course in math, that's going to help them in their business major as they progress through. So if you eliminate that, that's going to hurt them down the road even further.
Some places are taking those courses and extending them. Let's say you have to take a remedial course for math. And for some students, that's a very, very difficult thing to do. Math is one of those things that for some it comes easily and for others it is a challenge. What some colleges are doing is taking that course and extending it over two semesters. So rather than taking a remedial math course and trying to cram what you need to learn into, say, 12 weeks, it can be extended to 24.
We've actually done some experiments with that on the writing side, where we've had the remedial writing course taught by the same professor who also teaches the entry-level composition course. So essentially, they take 6 credits. The first 7-8 weeks are the remedial writing course. We call it English 100. And then the next 7 or 8 weeks are the English 101. So that professor really gets to know those students. They get to understand those students. And then they have essentially 15 weeks where they can take a 6-credit course, 3 of which were remedial and 3 of which are entry-level composition. And we found some good success with that. We've talked about that was a number of years ago. We've talked about implementing that again to try to improve that.
Is a key here, it sounds as though catching freshmen early on, identifying who needs the support, helps them, helps your retention rate and ultimately your graduation rate.
I think it also, freshmen coming in, it's really important that they have at least a vision for what they want to do when they're in college. We have found that one of the hardest groups to retain and one of the groups that does struggles most academically are students who are undecided. They come into college, They're not sure what they want to do. They're not sure where they want to go. We don't put them into a math class initially because if they go into a business or a STEM field, science, technology, engineering, math, they're probably being maybe not in the math that they're ready for.
So, you may not need the math, so why bother with it?
Correct. Or they may need a different level of math in college algebra going into a business field. But if they go into a field that's in the liberal arts, they might only need a college, a basic college math.
There are even some colleges that don't even require math anymore.
Right.
You take a math or a science and take that science and you're good to go. You can sidestep the math.
Yeah, unfortunately, at California University, all students are required to take 3 credits of math and 3
right.
credits of natural science.
That, like most colleges.
Yep.
Let's go to Bill in Monroeville, who would like to join the conversation. Bill, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. You are on with Daniel Engstrom, Associate Provost at California University of Pennsylvania.
Good afternoon, Paul. Dan, I want to ask you, what about people that take advanced placement courses? Are you people in the college administration, are you satisfied with those? You know, and I wonder if they're not different, you know, with the varying high school systems and all that.
Yeah, that's a great question. We are satisfied with those. So students that take AP or advanced placement courses when they're in high school, when they come into Cal, we look at those AP scores and we make sure that they are placed into the right writing course or math course or sometimes science course so they don't have to repeat that. We have found that to be very successful, and those students do very well.
And even some high school students during the course of their high school years are probably primarily in the summer, but they're taking some of those college classes early, maybe going to a community college to knock out some of those credits.
Exactly. Matter of fact, we have a program called Early High School Admit, where if a student meets our admission requirements as a sophomore or junior, they can begin taking classes at CalU. And so when they come to the university, whether it's at California or another university, they already have some credits under their belt and they're ready to go.
Bill, thank you for that phone call. Will the beginning of PA core standards, Pennsylvania core standards here in the Commonwealth, help reduce the number of freshmen needing remedial courses in college?
I think that's a statistic yet to be seen. Hopefully it will. Hopefully it will reduce that. And I think maybe we'll have another radio show in about 5 years and we can discuss that.
What's your gut feeling on that?
I'm not really sure. I don't know enough about it to say for sure. I have 4 children, and they're in all different – some in middle school, some in high school. So
you do have a vested interest.
I do.
Daniel Engstrom is Associate Provost in the Office of Academic Success at California University of Pennsylvania. It's been a pleasure talking with you, Dr. Engstrom. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Coming up, John Affleck, Knight Chair in Sports Journalism at Penn State, joins us to discuss recent bad behavior in sports. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.